Over the last few weeks, we've been catching up with a lot of the participants who will be down in Irving, Texas, coming up here on April 22nd, 24th at the Las Colinas Country Club for the inaugural Club Clorp Classic. It's a unique event in pro golf. It's going to combine official PGA Tour champions who are 50 and over with some great names from the world of sports and entertainment. One of those names joins us right now. It's Brian McCann. Many times an all-star behind the dish as a big leaguer and a guy who has a World Series ring as well. Brian, welcome to the show. How much did you golf as a player? Because I know the pitchers, they always loved to golf.
I didn't get into golf serious until I got into pro ball. So after high school, I started playing a lot more once I got into spring training. But I haven't really played serious until the last 5 or 6 years. So it's what a game to, like, you can't master it, and you can come out here and practice and try to do that, but it's just an amazing sport.
You know, I think about that when you were with the Braves and all those players who seemed like they were from Atlanta, and you're from Duluth. So how much, when you got selected in the second round, how much were you like, oh, I'm going, or did you say, no, I want to go play for the Crimson Tide?
I wanted to play pro ball. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get in, and I felt like when you go to college, you have to give them 3 years. So, I wanted to get in and see if I could make it up, as quick as possible. So I think that's the best way. And, getting drafted by my hometown team had a lot to do with it as well.
And what was it, John Smoltz, what did he see in you early where it's like, that's my personal catcher, that's the guy? I mean, how huge was that?
I think it was just luck of the draw, because I caught him his first start and he threw a complete game. And after the game, he walked into Bobby Cox's office and said, he's going to catch me every fifth day. And I was supposed to go back to the minor leagues, and I was only supposed to be up for 4 days, and ended up turning into 15 years. So it was, I owe Smoltz a ton.
I remember my brother was going to get LASIK, and he said, Brian McCann got it and it didn't work. I'm not getting it. what happened with all that?
If I could go, I got it too young, I feel like. I got it at 20, 23, and I don't think my eyes were done growing yet. So that's a regret I have. I wish I would have worn the contacts for another 3 or 4 years. But I had to go back and get it done and wore glasses for a year or two. And it was a nightmare some nights, for sure.
So you were in the era where, you're coming up, you're going to block the plate, you're going to park your butt right there on the third baseline, and then after the posy thing, now you're supposed to stand in front of the plate and do a swipe tag. How did you have to change your game defensively?
It's easier because you're not going to get barreled over, and you can kind of hang in there a little longer. But I like the rule. It's one of those things where it's a blind shot, and you've seen so many catchers over the years take some serious damage on something that doesn't have to happen. So it hasn't changed the game one bit, and I think it's protecting the guys from getting that blindside hit, and I like it.
One of the reasons I talked about your 7-time All-Star was that, your job first and foremost, as we all know, is defense and run the pitching, but you could hit. And a lot of catchers, it's hard to do both. So how much pride did you take in the fact that you could hit?
A lot. I mean, catching's a position. I could have played first base coming up through high school, and I knew if I wanted to reach my full potential, it needed to be behind the plate, because I'm not going to go up against Albert Pujols compared to those numbers and what he's able to do. But when you put the gear on, you put yourself in a whole other bracket of baseball players. So for me, it was the perfect position. I mean, I don't think I'd play as long and had the career I had if I played any other position but catcher. So, I can't run, so it was just the position kind of chose me with my attributes.
I guess that's the other thing too, when you think about, you say you can't run, nowadays everybody's got some sort of GPS on you and they're like, yeah, we've got him at whatever it was. He's the slowest guy ever. And it's like, I mean, come on.
My kids, they had me at a one speed on MLB The Show, and my son let me know about that every day. So that was pretty good. But he lets me know I'm slow. So Hopefully he's got my brother's speed. My brother could run, so hopefully he's got his speed.
So 40-yard dash, you and Benji Molina, who wins?
I'm winning that.
Yeah.
I'm winning that.
I was going to say. All right, a couple more questions for Brian McCann, Club Corp, a classic, which goes for a good cause as well. Coming back to the Braves, I mean, it almost seemed like you were going to retire as a Brave. You were there, you know, more than or almost 10 years. And then, of course, Yankees and the Stros. But what was it like coming back, you know, and just retiring as a Brave?
It was a perfect time because, you know, my kids, my son was 7 and my daughter was 6. So, like, they got to see me at home. They got to see me play. They understood what was going on. And the chance to end it with a chance to play in the postseason was kind of really all I wanted for that last year. And so, I mean, it meant the world to me to retire as a Brave.
You also were in the World Baseball Classic, which I like. And it's kind of like taking the soccer World Cup approach to baseball. And I know that, you know, still to this day, there are players that are like, nah. I remember, you know, watching Mike Trout in the stands watching, and I'm like, why isn't he playing? And I know kicking and screaming, you know, the players are people of habit, and they're like, oh, I don't want to ramp up that early. It's too early in the spring. But I'm glad that you, you know, your country called you and you answered the call. What was it like for you?
One of the highlights of my career. I mean, a chance to right hit a walk-off against Puerto Rico and, you know, dogpiling with some of the best players in the game. I mean, it's a no-brainer to be a part of that. I mean, it's a – now, if I was a pitcher, I'd probably pass. But being a position player, it's easier to ramp up earlier.
How much is that, too, like when these pitchers get established like you had with the Braves, like, you know, maybe an inch, 2 inches, 3 inches outside, you're just going to get that call when the rookie's not going to get it. Is that just part of the game?
It is part of the game, and it's – when you can repeat your mechanics and you can hit your spots time and time again, you're going to get the calls. And, you know, that's kind of old school baseball. Nowadays, the umpires get graded on every call, so they're not as lenient to the veteran guys. But, you know, back in the day, it was if you could repeat your mechanics and put the ball where you want, you were going to get the call.
You go to the Yankees, and, of course, we talked about how you grew up, you know, Braves fan playing for the Braves. This is a whole new ball of walks, a whole new league, and much more attention. And you come up and you start hitting home runs like crazy. I mean, it's nice having that right field fence pretty close. But what was it like to actually sign with the Yankees for some cash and come through? Because you know they're breathing down your neck there.
It was awesome. It's an incredible organization that treats their players unbelievable. And, you know, to say I played for the Yankees, you know, that was an awesome time in my life and met some great people along the way.
And then to the Astros, is you know, I know the Astros want to make sure that they put behind all the bad press, but for you, I mean, that's where your World Series ring comes from. Do people ever give you any guff over that? I mean, if I look at your production, it was pretty good when you were there.
No, I mean, I got some lifelong friends that I got to play with over there and some great players. And that's another organization that's amazing. And I was lucky to be a part of three great organizations and be around some great players.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Club Corp Classic. As I was saying, a very unique event. You're going to be playing with some of the greats over 50 and some other names. I talked about how Pudge is going to be there, your old friend John Smoltz, Tim Brown, Roger Clemens, Mike Madonna. By the way, it will all benefit Momentous Institute, a North Texas nonprofit dedicated to helping children reach their full potential. Tell us a little bit more, please.
I mean, I can't wait to get down there. I mean, these events, I've been playing some of these events for the last 5 or 6 years, and I mean, to watch these guys, and we played an LPGA Tour event earlier this year, just to see what they can do with how they control their golf ball. I'm in awe of what they can do. I'm actually on the golf course right now playing. It's a sport that I've turned into love. It's helped me in retirement. I love everything about it.
All right, I'll let you get to the links. Just one more thing. Your own philanthropy, the McCann Merlot, another, that's always something that you've given back in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, we're a part of the Rally Foundation that, you know, helps out childhood cancer research, and we raise $1 million a year, and we're just, you know, Dean Crow runs an amazing event. Got a bunch of family and friends that come, and I'm just, like, again, I'm just lucky to be a part of something like that as well.
Once again, it's Brian McCann, one of the best catchers of his generation. He'll be participating in the Club Corp Classic, and that'll be taking place at Las Colinas Country Club, Irving, Texas, April 22nd to 24th. Brian, thanks for coming on and talking a little ball and talking about the tournament, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.